up, Tony Talks fam? It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with another fire episode. I got my good friend here with me today. Who I got? Who here with me?
It's Kiana Porche, Alchemy Magazine alchemist in chic.
Purr. Did y'all hear that? She said, the Kiana Porche Smith, CEO of Alchemy Magazine. She don't be talking herself up enough, y'all, but I'm gonna talk her up. This is my friend, and we are here to talk about a good event that she got coming up this weekend. I need y'all to stay locked in because we're gonna tell you about it. But first, give me my theme song.
I feel like Oprah. My mic sound nice. Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio. Check one.
My mic sound nice. My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me? Check two. My
mic sound nice. Tony Talks is that girl. Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
We got a good event to talk about that's coming up this weekend. So I don't want to hear none of y'all talking about ain't nothing to do. Fayetteville boring. Okay, Fayetteville might be a little boring, but we got something for y'all to do this weekend. So Key, let's talk about, what's the name of the event?
It's called Spam.
In the can.
It stands for self-published art market. So, you know,
that's cute.
Word, you know.
Have you ever had Spam before, though?
I've never had
Spam. Wow. Okay, a little segue. We're going to veer off the track real quick. A few years ago, me and Terrence, we were talking about Spam, and I told him how I ate Spam before, like all the time. Sometimes in the middle of the night, my older sister would go,
what?
She would be like, oh, I want to cook some Spam. And she used to cook Spam. And we put it on a piece of bread. Oh, my God.
I heard that you're supposed to, like, do it in thin slices and fry it.
Yeah, so it can be crispy. Ooh. Ooh, yes, girl.
Is it really like that? Like, should I?
It's real salty. Oh, no. That's pork, ain't it?
Don't have it no more?
Mm-mm. Oh. I ain't had it in years. But, yeah, we used to eat some Spam, and Terrence was like, I ain't never had Spam before. So I posted it on Facebook, and I was like, you're weird. I posted it on Facebook, and I realized that a lot of people haven't eaten Spam before.
No. But I used to tear up Vienna sausages, though.
Oh, okay. I ate those, too, but it wasn't my favorite. I love me some Spam and bologna.
I used to like bologna, too.
Bologna and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, oh, or roll it up. You don't even need a sandwich. Just put the cheese on top of the bologna and roll it up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can't eat that no more, though. We don't eat no swine.
But we're going to have some with the community.
Okay, yes. Spam. Self-published art market. What made you think of the name?
Ooh. When I was trying to figure out who I wanted to be involved, because I'm self-published. Alchemy is on my own with the help of you, Terrence, all the contributors that have contributed in the past. But when I was just trying to think about who I wanted to be a part of it, I was like, I want people that are creative, that have the confidence to get a dream and put it together and then put it out to the community. So,
okay. So, you're having the event at a Black-owned bookstore. Mm-hmm. On Murchison Road. I've never been to this bookstore. Oh! You're actually the first person that's ever told me. I didn't know there was a bookstore on Murchison Road. What? And a Black-owned one at that.
Yeah.
What is it called?
BJ's Used Bookstore.
BJ's Used Bookstore. I've never been there, but I'm really, really excited because this event is giving. And I told you this already.
Yeah, you did.
It's giving, like, city vibes, like something someone would do in the city. It's giving, like, real Black event. And I really need y'all to show up for Key in this event because it's going to be bomb. There's going to be vendors, right?
Yes.
What are some of the vendors that's going to be there?
I have some jewelry makers. I have some artists. I have some photographers that'll be doing Polaroid giveaways. Some authors.
Okay.
They're poets. They're local poets, so you may know a few if you're in the Fayetteville and Cumberland County area. But yeah, I also went to an event. I don't know if I told you, but what is her name? Takia was throwing a psoriasis event.
What's that? Oh.
I didn't say it right. Psoriasis.
I was like, who's psoriasis?
She was doing a psoriasis event, and she let me walk around and invite people, which they were selling like crochet hats. Mm-hmm. There was a hair vendor, so some of those people may show up too. But I wanted it to be as big as possible, so yes. I let the door open for the community.
I'm really excited, y'all. It's giving Blacktivity. Black creativity.
Yes. Ooh, I like that name.
Ooh. You need to do something with that. Okay, I might. What time is the event this weekend?
The event is going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know it's a holiday weekend. I didn't want to keep everybody, you know, away from everything. But, I mean, it's Saturday. Come out. Get some sun. Get some community. Get some spam. Get some art.
Shop Black.
Yeah, support, man. Support some artists. Yes. And some creatives. Because it's not easy to do what you dream.
Exactly. That's facts. Yeah. Is this your first time hosting an event like this?
Ooh. For sure. On this type of, like, scale. Okay. Yeah, like, because you know that's when we first met. Like, it wasn't my event, but hosting the NABJ.
Yes.
I was nervous.
You were the host.
I was so nervous.
How many years ago was that?
That was a good minute ago.
Like, six, that maybe? Was a good that, minute yeah, ago, that was a long time ago.
I was still in school. That was actually the anniversary of my mom's transition.
Oh yeah, you did tell me that. Mm-hmm. We've been okay. Yeah. y'all don't even know what we're talking about, right. But whatever. That's my friend, y'all.
Period. On this type of scale, for sure. We did some things for like Bronco TV or The Voice back at FSU, mm-hmm. but outside of school or the comfort of being on a university and a campus, yes.
With planning an event like this, what are some things that you're learning so far with preparation and reaching out to people, good and bad? I want to hear both. Girl. And maybe people who are looking to plan something like this too.
Whew, how much time we got? Oh. Definitely a lot to take to the next thing or to pass on to somebody else who's interested in planning an event. But first things first, how much time mm-hmm. you give yourself to kind of get the vision out. Like, what do you want? How do you want it to look? Where is it going to be at? Yeah. I connected with BJ's landlord. And unfortunately, I was just focused on some other things. Like, I just came back from Japan. I'm in the reserve. I got this and that going on. Like, juggling hella other things. But he wanted to have liability waivers signed.
Okay.
So now I'm kind of under another deadline that I wasn't even really paying a lot of attention to, but that's something to be cognizant of when you are throwing an event, because the owners don't want to be liable. So make sure that you kind of have that already to the side. To reach out to everybody you can think of. Creatively, how are you going to tell the story? How are you going to get people interested in what you're doing? It's a lot, Tom.
How have you dealt with the no's?
Ooh, I'm still dealing with them. Nah.
Like, come fight me.
You better be on your Instagram story doing something really cool and really fun on Saturday.
Right.
No, but just knowing that this is not the end. Like, one no is not going to stop the whole entire show, right?
Period.
And knowing what my intention was. Mm-hmm. So to still celebrate small artists and creatives, and I can do that whether they show up to the event or not.
Yeah,
right?
Keep maybe, pushing.
Yeah, they weren't available or whatever the case may be. So,
has that affected your creativity or your desire to host events in the past? Like, ooh. People's responses, the no's, the possible no's?
Has it held back? Yeah. For sure, because there is, and a lot of people might not talk about it, but there's like the fear of the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. So, can you pull it off? Are people gonna want to participate? How much are they gonna charge? What's the time frame that they need? Like, are they available? So, yeah, fear of the unknown can keep you kind of.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. But I'm really proud of you for putting on this event, because I know you, and you overthink sometimes,
sure.
And so do I, and with that, and with a lot of creatives, we want, just like Erykah Badu says, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my ish, That's how we are, and we want people to appreciate what we do the same way that we appreciate what we're doing, because we know the time that it takes. We know the effort that it takes. We know the how much we have to build ourselves up to even take the steps towards doing it. So when we don't see people showing up for us, it can, you know, kind of put us down. But I'm proud of you for continuing to push and to take the step forward for your first event, because this is the first of many. It don't matter if two people show up. It don't matter if five people show up. We're going to gather and we're going to have fun.
For sure.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of creativity,
yes.
In the name of Black art, in the name of supporting local, yes. All of that.
Community.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yes. So before we close out this episode, I want you to plug in your magazine for the people, because y'all need to cop this magazine, first edition and second edition. Y'all need to check out Key on Social. So give them all of that. Where can they follow you? Where can they buy your magazine?
Okay.
All of that.
So yeah, Alchemy Magazine is in its second volume. I've got an obligation, but as soon as I come back, I plan to run this pub quarterly, so at least 4 drops a year, and that will be available on sincerelykianaporche.com until I can buy Alchemy Magazine domain. That's coming though. And then I'm on Instagram at sincerely_KP, and then you can follow the magazine Instagram at alchemymag_. And then everything else will be like linked in the bio and the link tree and everything like
that. Yes. Make sure you guys go follow. She posts some dope content. She's all about community. She's all about Black people. Yes. Like, yeah, y'all need to check out the articles in this magazine. They're really, really dope.
Yes.
I'm really proud, really honored to be a part of everything that you're doing, for real. Like, this is really, really cool.
I appreciate it.
Make sure you guys come out to BJ's.
Used bookstore
mm-hmm. on Murchison Road,
yep.
On Saturday, August the 31st from 10 to 2 p.m.
Yep.
We're going to have a great time, period.
See y'all there. Come and get some spam.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.